Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 4:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's World News. Our top story: armed militants have imposed a curfew in the occupied areas of eastern Ghouta in an ongoing effort to entrap Syrian civilians in the violence-hit district. According to the Russian military, terrorists have also banned mass gatherings of civilians. Militants continue to pound a government-established aid corridor with mortar shells in order to prevent the vast number of civilians from leaving the area. Terrorists' vindictive efforts are merely desperate measures in the face of rapid advances made by government troops. Syrian state media say the army and its allied forces have retaken at least six villages and towns along the edge of eastern Ghouta. Damascus is confident that the terrorists will soon taste defeat following the launch of a major offensive against militant-held positions on Thursday. Political commentator Adam Gary joins us now from the British capital, London, to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Gary, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent violence that we're seeing with regards to the area of eastern Ghouta, and also of the vindictive efforts that's being carried out by the terrorists in the face of the rapid gains made by the Syrian government forces.
Several things. We're seeing a civilian population who knows that liberation is on its way, and they have attempted to rise up against their terrorist Takfiri oppressors, much the way that in the 1940s the Jews of Poland rose in the Warsaw Ghetto against the fascist occupiers. But because of the racism and the bigotry in Western mainstream media, you won't hear about the heroic citizens of East Ghouta who are trying to rise up against their oppressors, who, if anything, are even more vicious and more violent than the fascists of the 1930s and 40s. Because of this, the tyrants, these Takfiri groups, who are known for beheading children, who are known for trading humans as slaves, who are known for raping women, and all these other despicable acts that doesn't seem to bother people like Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., they're trying to prevent the people from rising up. They're trying to keep their slaves as human shields. They're trying to do everything they can to make life for the people there as horrible as possible before the inevitable liberation by the Syrian Arab Army and its true allies occurs, which I think will occur far sooner than many had originally anticipated. And lastly, the Takfiri terrorists who occupy eastern Ghouta are violating the recent UN Security Council resolution that was passed, which demands humanitarian corridors be open and free and without any violence or anything else to obstruct their progress. They're in violation of that, but when one knows who these people are and how despicable their ideology and their motives are, it shouldn't really be surprising.
Mr. Gary, many observers of the situation believe that it's the U.S.'s fault in part that the Takfiri terrorists and these armed militants have turned eastern Ghouta to their last bastion.
Oh, it absolutely is. When you look at the people that are arming them, who are funding them, who are giving them press releases to give to the international media, giving them a battlefield tactic to follow, these countries are the United States, its European allies, and its allies among the GCC, countries like Saudi Arabia, countries like Qatar, who, while they might not like each other, they all are still very much opposed to for the freedom and dignity of the Syrian Arab Republic. So absolutely, these people are U.S. proxies. And while most people in the U.S. or Germany or France or England wouldn't want such people on their streets, their governments are perfectly happy to put them on the streets of Syria, which prior to their arrival were just as peaceful, if not more peaceful, than many streets in the West.
Thank you very much, sir. Political commentator Adam Gary joining us from London.